USDA released its October supply and demand report last week. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us with a review of the latest numbers and explains some of the forces behind the shifts in the global market.
USDA increased U.S. exports by 500,000 bales to 12 million bales. This is mostly due to higher import demand from India, Indonesia, and Bangladesh. This reduced ending stocks by 600,000 bales to 4.3 million bales. And this ends up with a stocks-to-use ratio of 27.7%.
And on the global production side,
world production for the 2016-17 marketing year is projected to be 102.7 million bales. That is up 220,000 bales from the September report. While production was lowered for the U.S., Brazil, and Mexico, production in Australia was increased by 500,000 bales. World mill use was also increased by 800,000 bales to 112 million bales. With beginning stocks at 96.6 million, this would result in world ending stocks of 87.3 million bales and a stocks-to-use ratio of 78%. Mill use was increased for China, Bangladesh, and Indonesia.
Dr. Campici has a few reminders when looking at the latest report.
A few other key points to mention is that USDA lowered beginning and ending stocks for both the 2014-15 and the 15-16 crop year due to increases in mill use in China. USDA increased Chinese mill use by 1 million bales in 2014 and 2015. Mill use was also increased for Indonesia and Bangladesh for the 2015-16 crop year.